For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. On Saturday, thousands gathered in Midtown Memphis to mark the anniversary of the Women's March, held last year in Washington and other U.S. cities. It coincided with Donald Trump's inauguration. WKNO's Savannah Smith spoke with participants about the past year and the need for more action.
Unlike last year's march down Main Street, this year's rally was held inside First Congregational Church. Activists and community leaders gave speeches stressing the importance of individuals voting and staying active in politics. Kathy Story, who took part last year, says the problems that the movement brought to light have not yet been suitably addressed.
Oh, I think they've just solidified. I think it's worse than we thought it would be. And so all of the issues we were marching for there are still here. Peace and equality and, you know, women's rights and rights for the poor, immigrant rights, all of those things. I think they're even more in focus now than they were then.
Juliana Stanford, attending with a friend, felt that the voices of many Americans were going unheard.
I think responsible government listens to the voice of all the members, especially members of the party that they're not a part of.
Representatives for various organizations turned out for the event. Shiloh Barnett Goodman with Showing Up for Racial Justice Memphis said that the movement is not about individuals, but groups of people working together to make change happen.
Well, in part, it's making sure that we join together across barriers, which includes across neighborhood barriers and class barriers and ethnic and racial barriers. We've got to quit living in our bubbles because we're stronger together.
Many participants this year were hopeful that the movement was gaining momentum, but feared that change was also still far on the horizon. For WKNO News, I'm Savannah Smith.